我们今天是 Ralph 弟兄分享
Today is Brother Ralph sharing with us.
Good morning.
早上好。
You did better than last time, but it's not good enough.
你们回答得很好，但不够好。早上好。
Good morning. Please turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 24, the last chapter of the book of Luke.
请你打开圣经《路加福音》第二十四章，也是最后一章。
You're right, Pastor. It's hot up here.
比较热这个地方。
We'll see how long I keep the coat on. On the day of Jesus' resurrection, two of his followers were returning to the village of Emmaus, confused and discouraged.
在基督耶稣复活的那一天，有两个他的使徒回到一个村庄，在以马就叫以马忤斯的村庄，他们非常的困惑，也非常的失望。
They, along with the disciples and the other followers, had great hopes for Jesus.
他们以及其他的一些跟随者们对基督耶稣寄予很大的希望。
They expected that Jesus would redeem Israel from the tyranny of their Roman conquerors.
他们希望耶稣能够把他们从罗马统治者的控制当中拯救出来。
As they were walking and talking with each other, the risen Savior came beside them and walked with them.
当他们一边走一边讨论的时候，复活的基督耶稣在他们当中跟他们一起同行。
But they didn't recognize him.
但是他们并没有认出来耶稣。
They were confused over the events of the previous 3 days.
他们已经被前面三天所发生的事情搞得非常迷糊。
Especially the disappearance of Jesus' body from the tomb that very morning.
尤其是那天早晨，基督耶稣的身体从坟墓中消失。
Their confusion shows us that they had not comprehended what Jesus taught about himself or what the Old Testament taught about the Messiah.
他们的困惑表明了他们并没有完全理解基督耶稣曾经教过他们的或者是旧约当中曾经关于弥赛亚的讲道。
To understand what we read here, we need to go back to the events of that day.
去理解这一段经文讲什么，我们需要回去看一下那天发生的事情。
Resurrection Day, Easter to us.
基督耶稣复活在西方就是复活节。
When the women came to the burial place on Sunday morning, they found an empty tomb with two angels standing there.
当妇女复活节那天早晨来到了坟墓里，她们看到了一个空的坟墓，就还有两个使者站在天使站在那里。
They said, "He's not here. He is risen."
天使说他不在这里，他已经复活了。
And then the angel said, "Remember how he spoke to you earlier when he was in Galilee."
然后天使说，你们记得基督耶稣在加利利对你们讲的吗？
He said, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again."
他说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
According to the angels, Jesus spoke these words earlier.
根据天使的话，耶稣在早先讲的这些话。
And we are told that the women then remembered these words.
我们被告知，妇女们后来想起了这些话。
Jesus had told them clearly that he would die and rise to life on the third day, the very day that they had come to the tomb.
基督耶稣曾经告诉他们他会死亡，但是在第三天会复活，也就是他们那天他们来到坟墓的那一天。
So what did the women do?
所以妇女做了什么呢？
They ran to tell the disciples.
他们跑去告诉使徒。
And what was the response when they told the disciples?
那么使徒当听到这些，他的反应是什么？
Says their words seemed to them like idle tales or nonsense, and they did not believe what the women said.
这些话使使徒以为是胡言，就不相信，他们不相信父你讲的。
Even when reminded of Jesus' words from Galilee earlier, the 11 disciples did not believe what the women told them.
这十一个使徒，即使是提醒他们记住基督耶稣在加利利以前讲的话，他们还是不相信。
This brings into question just how much of what Jesus told them did they really believe?
这样就提出一个问题，就是说他们到底相信了多少基督耶稣曾经对他们讲的话？
Much later in that day, Jesus appeared to them, and they were afraid.
后来基督耶稣向他们显现，他们很害怕。
They seemed surprised that he was alive.
他们看上去很害怕，而且很奇怪，基督耶稣复活。
Even though earlier they had heard him say that exactly these things would happen.
其实早先的时候他们已经被告知这件事情将会发生。
They seem to have forgotten so much that we wonder if they were really listening to Jesus during the previous 3 years.
他们看上去已经忘记了很多事情，让我们不得不怀疑，那么在早前面的3年当中他们到底相信了多少？
Perhaps it was not so much forgetting, but simply not accepting the truth of what Jesus said to them.
也许不是说他们忘记了，而是说他们并没有完全的接受基督耶稣对他讲的话。
Not believing what Jesus said.
并没有相信耶稣讲的话。
We do well to ask the same question of ourselves.
我们其实也可以问我们自己同样的问题。
How much do we really believe?
我们到底相信多少？
Of course, we must believe unto salvation.
当然，我们必须相信能得到拯救。
The book of Philippians, it says that every tongue shall acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord.
腓立比书曾经讲到无不口称基督耶稣为主。
Three important words there.
有三个非常重要的词。
Jesus, Christ, and Lord.
耶稣、基督和主。
We are to believe that Jesus is Savior. That's what his name means.
我们相信耶稣是救主，耶稣的意思就是救主。
This is believing what he did on the cross and what the effect of it was.
这就是要相信他在十字架上所做的事情和这件事情所造成的影响。
To believe that he is the Christ, the Messiah, is to believe that he is the anointed one.
而且要相信他是基督，是弥赛亚，那就是被恩膏的那一位。
The one sent from heaven to take on a physical earthly body, God and man at the same time.
这一位就是从天上降下来，变成了人的样子，他是人和神的一体。
And perhaps this is the hardest part, to believe that he is Lord and master of one's life.
最后一点也许是最难的一点，他是主，他是我们生命的主。
Romans 10:9 says that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart, deep down in,that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
罗马书曾讲过，你若口里认识基督为主，心里也就在你心里最相信他从死里复活，就必得救。
Paul later puts an exclamation point on the rising of Christ.
保罗后来又强调了关于基督耶稣的复活。
He says, if Christ has not been raised,Our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
他讲，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Are you sure? Do you believe in your heart of hearts that Jesus died and rose from death?
你自己确信，你相信基督耶稣从死里复活。
Without the resurrection, there is no salvation.
如果没有复活，那也就没有拯救。
Well, That's the basics.
这就是最基本的。
Beyond salvation, what about the rest of the Bible?
那么除了拯救，还有圣经中其他是什么呢？
Do you believe the miracles really happened?
你是否相信那些神迹真的发生了吗？
Just as they were told in the Bible?
就像圣经当中所写的吗？
How did God arrange it that Jonah could live for 3 days in the belly of a big fish?
上帝是怎样安排约拿在大鱼的肚子里面生活了三天？
I have no idea how he did that.
我是一点都不会想明白这是怎么回事。
How did Jesus take 5 little loaves of bread and 2 little fishes and feed 10,000 people, hungry people, and collect much more food as leftovers than he started with?
那么耶稣是怎样用5个面包和2条鱼把1000个饿的人都喂饱了，而且还收了很多剩下的食物呢？
I have no idea how he did that.
我是不明白他怎样去做的。
How did Jesus rise from sleep in a boat that was in the midst of a horrific storm and say, be still, and the wind stopped, and also all of that accumulated energy in the waves that were rolling over the boat immediately stopped?
那么基督耶稣是怎样在一个暴风雨的晚上醒来，对着大狂暴的风天与天说，对风说停下来，风就定了，而且也对着当时正在那些狂波的波澜也就慢慢的消失了。
Did the law of conservation of energy just go away?
是不是那些能量定律已经消失了呢？
I have no idea how he did that.
我是不明白耶稣是这样做的。
I have no idea because those were miracles.
我不明白，因为那些是神迹。
Things that only God can do.
那些是只有神能够做的事。
Are these accounts in the Bible true, or are they some kind of fairy tales, make-believe stories, fables?
这些圣经当中的讲的事件是真实的吗？还是像神话故事、童话寓言之类的呢？
Do you believe the miracles really happened?
你是否真的相信这些神迹发生了呢？
Do you believe Jesus is coming again?
你是否相信耶稣要再来？
He said he would.
他说他要来。
Would you be surprised if he came today, right now, during this sermon?
你是不是会非常的惊讶，如果他来了今天，就现在我们讲到的时候呢？
He said there would be no warning.
他说过他是没有任何预示的。
That he would come like a thief in the night, unannounced.
他会就像夜里的贼一样来，是没有任何提前的宣告的。
He said we should be ready.
他说我们应该准备好。
Do you believe that someday this earth will be destroyed and there will be a new heavens and a new earth?
你是否相信有一天这个地球会消失，会毁灭，我们会有新天新地？
The Bible says there will be.
圣经上说是这样子的。
God's word, the Bible, tells us all this and much more.
那么圣经当中神的话语告诉我们这些，还告诉我们更多。
Do we really believe it?
我们是不是真正的相信了呢？
Do we need to believe it?
我们是需要相信这些吗？
2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scripture is given from God's own breath, the inspiration of God.
提摩太后书告诉我们说，圣经都是神所默示的。
This verse says it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
这节圣经告诉我们，圣经是于教训、 督责使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
It's profitable for doctrine. That's teaching what is right.
教训也就是要讲我什么是正确的事情。
It's profitable for reproof. That is scolding us for our bad actions.
督责也就是要对我们做的错的事情要指责。
It is profitable for correction, changing our lives.
使人归正也就要改变我们的生活。
And it is profitable for instruction in righteousness. That tells us what to do and how to act.
教导人学义就是告诉我们去做什么，如何去做。
If it all comes from God, should we believe it all?
如果圣经全部都是从神来的，我们需要相信全部吗？
Since it is all profitable for our lives, shouldn't we want to believe it all?
既然圣经全部都是对我们有益的，我们是不是应该想要去相信它呢？
The disciples did not believe what Jesus told them about his death and resurrection.
使徒当时并没有相信耶稣对他们曾讲过的他会死而且又会复活的事。
As a result, they were shocked and discouraged when it happened.
结果的话，他们当发生的时候，他们就非常的惊讶，也非常的失望。
Shall we ignore what God tells us about this world and be shocked when it happens?
那么我们是不是也应该忽略，也是忽视了圣经当中所讲的一些事情，然后当事情发生到身上的时候，我们也非常的震惊。
Let's return to those two shocked men who were discouraged, returning to Emmaus.
让我们回去再看一下那两个使徒，他非常的迷惑，非常的失望，然后再去以马忤斯的路上。
Emmaus is a village about 7 miles from Jerusalem, about a 3-hour walking journey.
以马忤斯是离耶路撒冷大概7英里的地方，他们要走大概3个小时。
As they walked along, they were discussing the disappointments of the last 3 days, and Jesus joined them.
当他们走的时候，他们在讨论前面3天所发生的一些令人沮丧的事情。
Bible says they did not recognize him because their eyes were restrained.
他们并没有认出基督耶稣。圣经上讲，他们没有认出基督耶稣，是因为只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
What restrained their eyes and kept them from recognizing the one that they had been with so often?
那么是什么使他们的眼睛迷糊，使他们不能够认出他们以前一直在一起的人呢？
Many times the scripture tells us that God himself prevents people from seeing or understanding.
很多时候在圣经当中，圣经讲是神自己阻止了人们去看见或者是明白一件事。
Many commentators on the Bible feel that's what's happening here.
那么也很许多人对这节经文的解释也是这样，是神使他们的眼睛迷糊。
But restraint like this does not always come from God.
但是这种限制这种迷糊并不是完全都来自于神的。
Turn back a few pages in your Bible to Luke chapter 9.
如果你往回翻几页，翻到路加福音第九章。
Jesus is talking to the disciples.
基督耶稣跟他的使徒在讲。
And he says, let these words, his words, to the disciples sink down in your ears.
他说，你们要把这些话存在耳里。
He says, listen carefully, absorb what I am saying to you.
他说，仔细地听，而吸收我跟你讲的话。
And then it says that he says he will be betrayed into the hands of men.
他说他要在人的手中他会被人在手中，人要把他交出去。
But then it says they didn't understand and it was hidden from them so that they did not get it.
他们并不明白这些话，因为意思是隐藏的，所以他们不能够明白。
There, keep all of this in perspective. Jesus has said, let these words go into your ears and stick.
但是我们要看到基督耶稣讲了，你们要把这些话存在你的耳中。
So how is it that these words are hidden from him?
所以这些话是怎样才能够隐藏的呢？
Would Jesus hide these words from them when he told them to listen carefully and understand?
基督耶稣难道能够把这些词隐藏起来，当他们跟他们讲说，你们要好好听，把这些话存在耳中？
There must be something else going on here.
所以那么一定是有些其他的事情在发生了。
Be careful when you see a passage that you don't stop, you read on.
当你读圣经章节的时候，你不要停在一个地方，你要继续往下读。
I think the answer lies in the fact that they were distracted by their own worldly concerns.
我认为这个问题的答案在于他们被世界上发生的一些事情已经被分心了。
When we read the very next verse, we find out that they were in the process of arguing about who would be the best one.
当我们继续看的话，那么下一个章节就是讲他们正在互相争执，在讨论谁是最好的、最大的一个。
Who was the greatest? John? Andrew? Peter?
谁是最大的呢？是约翰，是彼得。
Oh yeah, Jesus, you're going to be betrayed. Let's get back to our discussion. Who's the greatest here?
所以他们会说，哦，对了，知道你是会被人子是会被交出去的，那我们再回去讨论一下，我们当中谁最大呢？
In that case, it wasn't hidden by God, it was hidden by their distraction.
这样子的话，他们并不是这些话，这些字并不是神所隐藏的，而是被于他们自己的这些分心，使他们不能明白。
What about the two on the road to Emmaus?
那么再看一下这两个正在去以马努斯路上的人呢？
Could their failure to recognize Jesus be due to their lack of belief?
那么他们没有认出基督耶稣，会不会是因为他们没有缺乏信心呢？
Rather than God himself closing their eyes?
而不是神使他们的眼睛迷糊了呢？
Clearly their confusion comes from their lack of belief in what Jesus had taught them.
很明显，他们的迷惑困惑是因为他们并没有相信基督耶稣曾经告诉他的话。
When you and I fail to understand, is it because God closes our eyes?
当你或者是我没有懂得神是发生的事情的时候，那么是神迷惑了我们的眼睛吗？
Sometimes, perhaps.
有的时候也许。
But not always.
但并不总是这样。
What else can restrain our eyes?
那么什么样的事情是可以限制我们的眼睛，使我们迷糊？
Can it be that we fail to understand or simply fail to believe what God tells us because of the distractions in our lives?
那么是不是可能是我们没能够理解，我们不能够相信 神讲的话，是因为我们世界上发生的事情让我们分心？
Sometimes these distractions are of our own making,as it was with the disciples in Luke 9.
那么有些时候这些让我们分心的事情实际上是我们自己制作的，就像路加福音第九章所讲。
But surely it is true that our eyes can be restrained by the distractions of this world.
那么很肯定的是我们的眼睛是有可能被世界所发生的事情而分心而迷糊的。
We live in a world today that is constantly pressuring us to accept its values and to deny the values and truth of the Bible.
我们是生活在一个世界上，这个世界一直在强迫或者是促使我们去相信这个世界的价值观，而去否认圣经当中神的价值观。
Our scientific community tells us that it is obviously true that we all got here by evolution.
那么我们这个科学这个社区告诉我们说，很明显我们达到今天这一步是因为进化。
Our music tells us that the Bible is a bunch of fairy tales.
而我们听的音乐告诉我们说，圣经是一些神话故事。
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so.The things that you're liable to read in the Bible It ain't necessarily so.
歌词就是在讲
If she can translate that, I'll buy her lunch.
圣经这段歌词是在讲不必要是这样没有必要是这样你所读的圣经当中的圣经不一定是这样。
I'm old enough that there was a time I can remember when that song was fairly popular.
我是足够的年长能够记住 这段歌当时是很流行的。
It's kind of distinguished because it's from an opera.
非常的这首歌非常的不一样是因为它是从歌剧中出来的。
There are several other verses that make fun of Jonah, Methuselah, and several other things.
还有一些就这首歌中有一些歌词是取笑约拿还有其他一些圣经人物。
Much, I would say most of our music today takes for granted that the Bible can be ignored.
我要说的是现在我们大部分这些音乐都是讲了圣经是可以被忽视的。
Our psychologists tell us that biblical principles of counseling and discipline are false.
而我们的这些心理咨询家们告诉我们说根据圣经的一些咨询或者教导都是假的。
Our financial leaders teach us greed.
而我们的这些财务领袖们就告诉我们 教育我们就是要非常的贪婪。
Our politicians teach us to seek power at all costs, including lying and distortion.
而我们的政客们就告诉我们是说去花一切代价去争取那些权利你可以撒谎你可以歪曲事实
Most of them are lawyers
大部分的政客都是撒谎的人
How do you know that a lawyer is lying?、
Oh, 大部分的政客都是
His lips are moving
大部分的政客都是律师你怎么
知道 I got lots more of those but no time
因为律师都他们在动自己嘴唇的时候都在撒谎
What's the difference between a lawyer lying dead in the road and a dog lying dead in the road?
一个律师的撒谎和一个狗的撒谎有什么区别呢?
Someone will come to clean up the dog.
有些人们会处理狗的。
If there are lawyers in the audience, I have no apology.
如果你们当中有律师的话。
It is very easy to accept partially or sometimes totally the standards of this world that's pushing on us and pressuring us.
所以是非常容易的，我们能够全部或者是一部分的相信了这个世界所告诉我们的，因为这个世界一直都在督促我们，一直在强调这些事情。
God has told us to ignore the wisdom of this world and to accept His word as truth.
神告诉我们说，我们应该忽视这个世界上的事情，而去接受他讲的真理。
God has made foolish the wisdom of this world.
神已经让这个世界的智慧让他们变成愚蠢。
Yet, increasingly, we permit the false teachings of this world to bend our minds and alter our thinking.
但是越来越多的我们却让这个世界的教导让我们去改变了我们的思维歪曲了我们的想象歪曲了我们的想法。
It should not be so.
不应该是这样子的。
As Jesus walked with the two on the road to Emmaus, he asked them what they were talking about in verse 17.
当基督耶稣跟这两个人走的时候，他问他：“你们在讲什么？”
They said, "You must be a stranger. There is only one topic of conversation in Jerusalem. It's Jesus of Nazareth."
他们说：“你一定是陌生人、外来人啊，因为现在在耶路撒冷只有一个话题，那就是拿撒路的耶稣。”
So they tell him all the events he has missed.
所以他就告诉基督耶稣所有发基督耶稣不知道的是事情。
If it weren't so deeply important, I would think this was God's idea of humor.
那么如果我想也许重要的话，那么就是这是神的一个幽默。
They told him about the disappointment of all the believers. And then, after all of this conversation, Jesus scolds them for not believing what the Old Testament prophets said about the sufferings of the Messiah.
那接着当他们讲完这些事情的时候, 基督耶稣指责他们没有相信, 旧约当中关于弥赛亚所讲的事情。
But don't you study your Old Testament? The Messiah had to suffer these things.
耶稣对他们说, 无知的人们, 先知所讲的一切话, 你们心里信得太迟钝了。
And for 3 hours, as they walked to Emmaus, Jesus explained how the Old Testament writings told of the Messiah's death and resurrection.
那么在去以马忤斯的3个小时的路上, 基督耶稣给他们讲, 旧约所讲的关于弥赛亚如何受难, 又如何复活。
Later we learned that they said they were so excited, their hearts burned, as they were, this was being explained to them.
那么后来我们知道, 当这些耶稣讲这些事情的时候, 他们如此的兴奋, 他们非常的, 他们的心也火热。
That's how God educated them. How does He educate us?
那么这是神如何的教导了他们, 那么神是如何教导我们呢?
Of course, we need to study God's Word.
当然,我们要学习神的话语。
But it's important to not neglect the Old Testament because it tells about Jesus.
也非常重要,我们不能够忽视旧约, 因为旧约也是讲的基督耶稣。
Jesus said to the Pharisees, you read the scripture all right, but you don't realize these scriptures are all about me.
基督耶稣对法利赛人说, 你们查考圣经, 因为你们以为内中有永生, 给我做见证的就是这经。
Since the Old Testament is about Jesus, we should read it.
既然旧约圣经是关于基督耶稣的事情, 那么我们应该读。
We also have the New Testament.
我们也有新约。
But what good is it if we don't read it?
但是如果我们有, 但是我们却不读, 又有什么好处呢?
And believe it.
相信他,
and apply it. Our lives.
要在我们生活中应用它。
When the three travelers reached Emmaus, the two invited the stranger to dinner.
那么当这三个人一起到达了以马忤斯的时候, 那么这两个人就邀请这个陌生人一起去用晚餐。
Jesus gave thanks for the bread, and then he broke it, and then he gave it to them.
那么基督耶稣就为所面包谢恩, 然后把它掰开了, 送给他们。
And suddenly, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him.
突然间他们的眼睛明亮了, 这才认出他来。
What opened their eyes?
那么是什么使他们的眼睛明亮呢?
Jesus broke the bread and handed the bread to them. What did they see?
那么基督耶稣把饼掰开了, 然后把饼送给他们。 那么他们看到什么呢?
The nail prints in his hand.
他们看到了手上的钉痕。
Then they knew he was Jesus.
这样他们就知道这是基督耶稣。
What opens our eyes?
那么是什么使我们的眼睛能够明亮?
We need to see Jesus as the one who took the punishment for us on the cross.
我们应该把耶稣看成就是那一位为我们的罪而 受惩罚的在十字架上。
We need to think of him as the one who suffered for us.
我们要把他看成就是他是为我们的罪为了我们而受罪。
Not just physically in his body, but in taking the sins on himself.
并不仅仅是身体上的 受罪, 而是把我们的罪都担当了他的身上。
Many people in this world see Jesus as a great teacher.
这个世界上很多人都把基督耶稣看成一个伟大的教师。
Some see him as prophet.
一些人认为他是很好的预言家。
Which he is.
他的确是。
We need to see him as the suffering Son of God.
我们需要认识他就是神的受罪的儿子。
How else can he be our Savior?
要不然他怎样成为我们的救主?
When we concentrate on his great teachings, we must also remember that in his teaching, he was calling the lost to believe in him.
当我们集中注意到神的教导的时候,我们也应该看到他是在把那些失落的人找回来,让他们相信。
to believe who he is and what he would do on the cross.
去相信他是谁，相信他在十字架上所做的事。
That he would bear the sins of those who believe in him.
这样他就能够把相信他的人的罪都承担了。
Our eyes are not truly open unless we see him as the risen Savior.
除非我们能够把他看成是复活的救主，我们的眼睛是不能完全打开的。
Bearing the scars of his suffering.
他带着他苦难的痕迹。
If the disciples and other believers had believed all that Jesus told them, they would not have been puzzled and discouraged by the Easter events.
如果他那些使徒和他的跟随者们能够完全相信基督耶稣曾经告诉他们的话的话，他们就不会在复活节上发生的那些事情而被迷惑和被失望。
They missed the joy of knowing how it would all turn out.
他们错过了知道完全这些事情要发生的那种喜悦。
They missed the comfort that God sends when tough times come.
他们错过了在困难的时候神所赐来的安慰。
They only gained joy when Jesus revealed himself to them.
他们只是在当基督耶稣向他们显现的时候他们才高兴起来。
Then those two ran back to Jerusalem to tell others what they had experienced.
这样这两个使徒就非常高兴地跑回到耶路撒冷告诉其他人他们所经历的。
Let me close by relating this to part of the song that the choir sang earlier.
让我去把我们想讲的现在所讲的去跟我们早前唱的那首歌联系起来。
Day by day.
每一天。
Each day, what we need to do in each passing moment is to look for strength from God.
每一天每一分秒我们都应该去寻找神所赐予力量。
We need to trust so we will have no cause for worry or fear.
我们应该相信这样我们就不会忧虑不会担心。
That's the first verse.
这是第一节。
The second verse also talks about every day.
第二节也讲每一天。
About the nearness of God.
讲神与我们同在。
Who has mercy for each hour.
每一小时都有格外的怜悯。
Who gives us strength as our days go by.
每一天他就给我们力量。
Let's take a little closer look at the third verse.
让我们仔细看一下第三节。
This verse is a prayer.
第三节就是一个祷告。
Says, Lord, help me.
他讲神帮助我。
Help me, Lord.
帮助我的主。
Help me that when trouble comes, when there is tribulation,
帮助我当困难的时候，当忧患苦难的时候，
I will trust your promises.
我要专心依靠你的应许。
The promises that you have given to me in your word,
你用你的话语告诉我的许诺。
So that I will not miss the sweet consolation that comes from your promises.
这样我就不会错过那从你而来的甜美的安慰。
Consolation means comfort in time of trouble.
就是在困难忧患的时候那种安慰。
God has promised it, and I have a verse to show that in a moment.
神刚向我们做这样的许诺。
Help me, Lord, when there is toil, hard work, or trouble in my life.
帮助我的主，当我面对苦难辛苦的时候。
To take from the Father that consolation on each of the days and moments of my life.
从每一天每一个时刻我的生活当中都要从主的手中接受这种安慰。
To see it as God's promise that he will console and comfort me when I have time of trouble.
当我在困难苦难的时候，我们可以相信神会从我们应该从神的手中去取他的安慰和咨询。
The two on the road to Emmaus didn't have that consolation.
那么这两个走向以姆以马姆斯的路上的使徒，他们并没有当时并没有有这种安慰。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they didn't believe the promises of Jesus.
因为他们没有相信基督耶稣以前所告诉他们的许诺。
You're going to sing this song as a response hymn in a moment.
一会儿的时候你会唱这种回应诗歌。
When you sing it and get to the third verse, think of the sweet consolation that God has promised in His Word.
那么当你唱这首歌的时候，想一想这种从神的许诺而得来的一种甜美的安慰。
God has promised it in many places, but I'm picking on 2 Thessalonians 2.
神在很多圣经的章节当中都向我们做了这种许诺，我现在只选一节来讲，就是帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Paul is writing to the Thessalonians thanking them for who they are and what they have done.
保罗是写给帖撒罗尼迦的人们，告诉感谢他们，他们这样的人。
And he pronounces a blessing upon them.
而且他们向他们祝福。
God's blessing upon them says, may the Lord Jesus Christ bring everlasting consolation and comfort to your hearts.
他讲愿神基督耶稣的永恒的安慰能够安慰你们的心。
How often?
那么如何好多长时间？
In every good word and work.
那就是在每一句话的每一句话每一
In every good word and work.
每一件事情上，他每一件善行善言上面兼顾你们。
We could take this as a benediction for us today.
我们可以把这个章节作为今天的祝福。
A blessing that God has promised.
这就是神向我们许诺的他的祝福。
Day by day and moment by moment.
每一天每一个时刻。
I'm not very good at this.
我并不是很在这件事情上我做的也不是很好。
I've taken the words of the third verse and I put them inside my little calendar so I can get it out and excuse me, read it.
这样我把这一句话呢就记在了我的这个小本上，这样我可以拿出来就可以看。
But I'm not so good about remembering each day how God is blessing me.
我也不是做得很好，每一天都够记住神是怎样的祝福我了。
And more than that, each moment how he is blessing me.
并不是指每一天，而且更多是每一个时刻他怎样的祝福我。
So, will you help me?
那么你们帮助我吗？
As the Lord reminds you from time to time when you pass me wherever, would you say to me something like, Ralph, how are your days and moments going?
你是不是可以帮助我，就是当你想到神在每一天每一时刻对你的祝福，当你经过我的时候，你也可以提醒我一下说 Ralph, 你现在这一刻怎么样呢？
If you don't mind, from time to time, I might ask you the same.
如果你不介意的话，那么我也会时刻的去时不时的去问你们这一句话。
Pray with me.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the consolation that you have promised in your word.
天父啊，我们感谢你，就因为你所给我们应许的安慰。
Help us not to miss it.
帮助我们，让我们不要失去这个安慰。
We know we can't do this in our own strength.
我们知道我们不能靠自己的力量去做到的。
So we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们祷告，我们是以基督耶稣的名来祷告。
Amen. Amen.